This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings is the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55 and is bringing back the golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. So go on over and download the DraftKings app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code FANRUN in all caps, only at DraftKings, the official daily partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
We kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by Smarter Searches. Check them out online at SmarterSearches.com. Your local digital marketing solution right here in Knoxville. Locally owned and operated. SmarterSearches.com for all the details. Hit them up. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. Proud sponsors of FanRunRadio.com. Smarter Searches. Check them out. Smarter Searches.
The Tennessee plane.
Yeah? Is it on the move?
It was on the move. I believe it's just landed.
In
Charlotte.
In Charlotte.
Charlotte.
What is that? Layover.
I don't think you'd need one, a layover.
Chadwick Charlotte plane. Recruiting.
Or it could just be a, hey, meet me at the airport in Charlotte.
I hope Danny White is just like, I mean, you know what, screw it. I'm just sending this flight wherever.
Like, let's just burn a couple grand worth of gas.
He's driving around in a Winnebago, and the plane's just Charlotte to Atlanta.
No, do you remember when we caught John Curry on a commercial flight? Remember that?
Yeah. I think that was in Charlotte as well.
It was flying into Charlotte.
No, this is a good, Danny's just driving around in an Astro van, and he just stops at each coach's residence, and he's like, all right, get in, and just does it in the back of the van, the interview. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I needed to clarify.
Want some candy, Jamie?
Danny White's just driving around.
No, but, I mean, isn't that what you would do if it's possible? Like, hey, I'm going to fly to Charlotte. We got a private room, fly to Charlotte and meet me.
Maybe he's got Elliot and Chadwell interviewing there.
Okay, you guys arm wrestle. Winner gets the job.
They're playing NCAA. I don't think that's 2013.
So we got Vol's whiteboard saying he's going to interview Chadwell.
They're on the PlayStation duking it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's Clemson versus Clemson. You know, same team, same talent.
All right, what play did you call there? Okay, you called four verts again. I like that. Pretty good. Made the right read, so he's a little bit of a quarterback.
Who did Clemson have in the last year of the game?
Oh, gosh. Taj Boyd, maybe? I don't know.
Chadwell's like, I need a little bit of a better runner here, Danny. You short sighted me.
The roster is what the roster is.
Can you adjust?
No, they create this Tennessee team. They go in and create every player on the team. Which I think at this point, with everybody in the portal and leaving, you could probably get everybody on the roster. I think it was 55 in the game.
It's best 3 out of 5 if you have to play with the 2021 roster the way it's built. And then they start projecting for 22, 23, 24, and then 25 is just kind of a 25 is a team where each coach got to send the specs that they want, like their guys.
Right.
But overall, the teams are rated the same. And they just go at best 3 out of 5. Winner gets the
job. Hey, Danny, did we just simulate recruiting? That's a minus on there. No, you got to go all in. Did you not meet with that in-state kid who has Tennessee high? Yeah, he's a 3-star. Okay. Not good.
I just missed on Randall Cobb.
Mm-hmm. Notice you're whiffing on a bunch of these 5-stars. Maybe adjust the lens a little bit there, Cap. Yikes. Let's see here. So apparently, Volnugs, the board is convinced it's James Franklin.
Really?
That's what some people are saying. I don't think anybody knows. I think Danny's playing this really well. There just haven't been many leaks.
Mm-hmm. When there's not,
I hand it to him.
When there's not leaks, people just start kind of making up stuff.
I mean, don't you think that's what's going on? I mean, look, I'm not knocking anybody, but they need their clicks too, right? Like, Football Scoop needs their clicks. So they're going to, you know, and I'm not, they maybe are hearing stuff. Did you see what the moderator of the Clemson board said?
No.
No.
Said he's talked to 3 people in the Clemson program, all of them said there has been absolutely zero contact between Tony Elliott and the University of Tennessee.
I wonder if this happens sometimes. Let's just play it out like that's true. If someone somewhere on a call or whatever says, you know who'd be a really underrated, kind of the top OC hire, it'd be Tony Elliott. And then someone kind of misunderstands and then tells somebody else, you know, I was talking to such and such, and they did mention Tony Elliott. And then it's just one big game of telephone.
Yep.
Just mushrooms up in this big cloud of got to fill the void, the absence of information. Something.
Sean tweets in and says, have we fallen to Charlotte's Will Healy already?
Oh, no.
Or is Danny going to get Bubba Wallace's head coaching list? I do think it's very possible that it could be any coach, right? Hey, fly into Charlotte. We'll meet you there for the interview.
Yep.
Because we got guys in the airport tracking untrackable planes. This is Tennessee, Danny. Got to be a little smart. You got to get up a little earlier in the morning to get away from this fan base.
Yeah, I'm getting all these plane screenshots sent to me.
And if you go in public, well, the mask will help, but, you know, maybe disguise a little bit. John Curry, moron. Flying coach to Charlotte. What is he doing? Yeah, there's no Tennessee fans at McGee Tyson. Good thinking, John. Oof, brutal. Brutal.
Lane Kiffin just posted a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote about getting his week started right. I'm going to take that for what it's worth.
It's probably worth nothing.
Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and to give thanks continuously, and because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude.
Mm.
He's got some regrets maybe about not taking...
I've told you that's what he wants, redemption. He wants to come here and he wants to set it right.
Mm.
I mean, wouldn't that... We've said it. That would close... The portal here. That would close the gap. Close you get rid of Fulmer, but you fired him, and you brought in Kiffin. This is giving Fulmer the send-off that you should have given him back then, and then Kiffin comes in again, and our decade-plus of dysfunction is complete. Apparently, another Big Ten guy.
Oh, gosh.
Pat Fitzgerald. Give me Tony Elliott over Pat Fitzgerald.
You said no defensive guys.
All this guy does is coach linebackers. That's it. That's what he does. Linebacker guy. No, thank you.
I think these Big Ten guys are using us for a little salary boost.
Oh, sure. I hope so. Because I could get a lot easier for me to stomach PJ Fleck than it would be Pat Fitzgerald.
Because both of them were, there were reports out there that they were getting NFL head coaching interest.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, it's just their agents.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Pushing for the raise.
What if they said Eric Bieniemy?
What, here?
Yeah. Sign you up.
Is he coaching college?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
He hasn't been a head coach, obviously, but he has coached in college. Disgruntled Ball says Joe Brady's in Charlotte. I'll tell you what I said last week. I heard from somebody who knows Joe Brady personally that said he has no interest of ever getting back into the college game.
Smart. Bieniemy was Colorado, UCLA. It's Colorado's offensive coordinator in 11-12. I don't know. When they probably weren't very good then, were they?
I don't know. Where'd he go from there?
Back to the Chiefs. Running backs coach and then OC.
How long was he the running backs coach?
At Kansas City from 13-17.
Okay.
He's only been the OC for 2 years, of course. He and Andy Reid kind of both call the plays.
Right. With Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and all those ballers.
I don't know about Bieniemy. I mean, I'd want to hire him in the NFL, but not, I don't know about college. I don't know.
I think he's
going to
get the Texans job.
Think so?
I think so. I think they're just waiting.
Well, Deshaun Watson apparently wants out no matter who the coach is at this point.
Saw that. I was fascinated to learn that. Yeah, because he.
Good for Deshaun.
His whole thing's with the ownership. Says he just can't trust the ownership anymore.
Says AFC South hating because Titans loving Davey Hudson.
He might go to the Colts. Phillip Rivers retired.
Yeah, how would that play?
the Texans aren't trading him to the Colts.
No, I know. I'm just...
Colts might get Matthew Stafford, though. That is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's out in Detroit. Parting ways.
He wants to come to New York. Come to the Giants. Cupcake of a division.
That is true.
Said the Jets is Watson's leading preference as far as potential landing spots. Really likes Robert Saleh.
Really?
Huh.
The Jets, huh? That'd be a move.
They did miss out on one Clemson quarterback.
Mm.
Because of incompetence, but
ha. They deserve it. Hate the Jets.
Big anti-Jets guy. Good to know.
When do you think we get an answer on Tennessee's coaching?
Tomorrow.
Search being done. Tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, Trey's been saying Wednesday. So I guess...
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
No, I know. I'm just saying what Trey's saying. But, I mean, that might be when the presser happens. But you might get an announcement tomorrow. It's going to be a whirlwind the next couple days. There's going to be all kinds of leaks that mean nothing and some that might mean something. So Chadwell's in the mix.
In the mix.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do
bring
it.
Bring him home.
At this point, I've realized there is not a candidate, not one, that will make everybody happy. Does not exist. The perfect hire does not exist on day one. Hire a guy who can build, hire a guy who can come in and win, inject a little enthusiasm, some hope, some energy, and I think people will get on board. But, I mean, you know, people have problems with Jamie Chadwell. They got problems with Tony Elliott. They got problems with P.J. Fleck. Problems with James Franklin. Maybe Matt Campbell has I haven't heard one negative thing about Matt Campbell, other than you'd have to break the bank to get him here.
Apparently money's not a big draw. Like,
that's what they're saying. $7 to $8 million. Plus whatever buyout they have to pay. Not worried about it. I wouldn't say whatever buyout because, like Jimbo Fisher, $53 million. Don't think we're going to drop that.
He's just a different breed from everything I've read on the guy.
He who?
Who?
Matt Campbell.
Mm.
I just don't. I don't think he views this as like a lucrative job. And I think that's for like a lot of the schools in the Southeast. Like he's for a guy to stay at. Or stay in Toledo, Ohio, and Ames, Iowa for the length that he did. Like, I can't fault a guy that's able to recruit to those places because, mm-hmm. No offense, but those are not fun places that people want to live.
Going to give credit where credit's due. Brian Rice of The Competitor. 11 seconds ago, I can't say for certain that Tennessee has its man, but I can say that two candidates who were closely vetted by the Parker firm were informed last night that they will not be receiving formal interviews. Two others that have been linked to the job by the media have not been contacted at all.
They didn't say they are?
Mm-mm.
No.
But apparently we let two guys know that they're not going to get an interview.
It sounds like he called about 28 people last week, and now he's culling the list. Now it's down to, you know,
or he has his man.
Second round.
Maybe he has his man. Maybe he's picking him up in Charlotte right now.
I don't remember who said it, but I mean, somebody said they want to try and get somebody in by Wednesday, so he has a week to push for second.
They asked that in the introductory press conference, and he said he hadn't given that any thought, but that he would be moving quickly to,
right.
You know, I mean, make the hire.
He was just saying as soon as possible, basically, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Jeff asked if we've talked about Danny meeting with old Jimmy at the basketball game. Thoughts on that? You think Jimmy was saying who his top three would be?
Probably.
Yeah.
The question is, is Danny listening? Or
he was probably – he looked like he was listening.
You know what I mean, though? Like how
– I would hope not.
Was it like where I stare at you, but, you know, like I'm not actually paying attention?
Probably. Well okay. –
Or I hear what you're saying, and I just really don't care.
John Curry was way on the other direction. Jimmy mentioned Shiano at a luncheon.
Like in passing, yeah. Said his name. It's like, oh, I'm going to make this guy so happy. We're going to get to redo the stadium. Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Hour two continues on. 3 and out.
Joe, I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. But I've been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Welcome back in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Just, you know, tracking planes and waiting. That's what we do best. We're the best waiters.
So do you think they vetted a few guys? Mike White started at the top of his list, and maybe he's already got his guy, and he said, hey, you guys aren't going to get an interview?
No, I think he's got probably 2 to 4 guys.
That he's going to formally interview?
Yeah, that he's going to talk to in person, and then he's going to pick.
Okay.
Probably, he'll probably pick by the end of the day tomorrow and have a press conference Wednesday.
Yeah, so I'm interested.
He's got to do 4 interviews today and tomorrow.
I'm interested to see how that goes.
That makes sense, right? 4 interviews today and tomorrow.
But if a coach was vetted by the firm,
yeah,
and the coach knows about it,
uh-huh,
and obviously Mike White knows about it, because we're not talking ass. Yeah, I do that every time. I'm going to do it every time. Doesn't that mean that he asked the firm to reach out specifically to that guy? That there was some contact of, like, he's very interested for you in this job?
You mean to make it to the Final Four, if we're going to roll with that narrative?
I'm just wondering why 2 guys would think they might be getting an interview, and then they were told, no, we're not going to actually give you an interview. Like, they weren't high enough on the list? Is that Danny trimming the list?
No. Yeah.
Okay, that's
what
I'm asking.
No, yeah, so my guess is that Danny White got reports from the firm on kind of the back channel, got all the stats and context and back, what we call background.
Then did his research
on all the guys that they ran numbers on, and then he reached out to a bunch of them, or reached out to a bunch of them through their agent, and then set up either phone calls or Zoom calls with the wide list. Everyone he's considering, and everyone that would take the call and do it. And then after that, he went back to his board, reordered it, I'm just going to guess a number, like 4 guys. He's pretty sure probably the 3rd or 4th guy will accept the job no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to do in-person interviews with those 4, but when he interviewed guy number 1 out of like the 20, either on the phone or on Zoom, he didn't know whether that guy was going to be in the Final 4 or not.
Right.
So now he's telling the firm, hey, I've narrowed the list to here. I've narrowed my list. I need you to contact these 16 guys and say, hey, thanks for talking. And some of those guys might have not even been to the point where they would take the job. They might have just listened. But it's going to be, you have to be more of a recruiting type of, you're going to have to sell them on coming here as much as they're selling you on taking them. So there might have been some of those guys. So it's like, hey, let these 16 guys know. I really appreciate their time, da-da-da. You know, we're moving on to the final round of interviews, and now and they're not going to get one, and that's how that report comes out.
A couple names thrown out this morning, Pat Fitzgerald and Sonny Dykes. I mentioned Pat, defensive guy. No thanks on Pat Fitzgerald. Sonny Dykes is intriguing.
I wouldn't hate Fitzgerald. I just need to know what he's going to do on offense. I mean, I feel like he is very
high,
well organized.
He played
tight,
played at like, Northwestern. They had a pretty good year this year. I don't think he'd leave.
I don't know.
What about Sonny Dykes?
I mean, he's air raid.
He's 51. He's air raid. He's a builder. Sonny Dykes at Louisiana Tech. He went 5-7, 8-5, then 9-3. Then he gets hired at Cal. They go 1-11, 5-7, 8-5, then 5-7. I don't know if he left or got fired. Not sure. I have to check on that.
No, he's gone from the
Let me finish his record.
From the WAC to the big boys, and now he's back down the AAC. Like he's already come and gone.
So we're getting off-brand Mike Leach.
Yeah,
we're getting a Mike Leach protege. 0-1 at SMU in his first year.
Buy one, get one with a card.
5-7, 10-3, and then 7-3 this last year.
Yeah,
he's 63-59 as a head coach. But again, I mean, you take out the 1-11 year at California, and it's a lot better.
I'm good. I'm good on Sonny Dykes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I
air raid.
I give him a chance.
Worked under Mike Leach at Kentucky and Texas Tech.
Do you know who his OC is?
No.
Garrett Riley.
Get out of town. Little Lincoln?
Yeah, Little Lincoln.
Dave, what do you think?
This was his first year.
What do you think? Get the younger.
The offense would be fun. I just really worry about the defense.
Well, of course. He'd have to go hire a great defensive coordinator. They lost. Wait, we got one. His name's Kevin Steele.
They faded down the street. They lost to Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati was really good.
They lost at Tulsa.
Tulsa was really good.
At East Carolina.
I don't know anything about East Carolina.
East Carolina, not good.
Not good? Okay.
Mike Houston, I believe.
Hmm.
They did beat Memphis.
Travis tweets in and says, not just no, but hell no on Sonny Dykes.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. G3 Help Me Hotlines. We got T-Carp up next. What's up, T? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Everybody doing all right?
Yeah, man.
Just trying to make sense of this whole thing.
Oh, buddy. Come on. You're trying to make sense of UT football. You guys need to go sit on a counseling couch somewhere and talk that out. That's you're not going to be able to do it, friends. You know how I feel. You know I'm a Chadwell guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be very, very happy with Chadwell. If anybody else, I'll be kind of the wait and see. Like, I'll be like, okay, like, win a few games, and then I'll get excited about you type of thing. I'm not going to count you out, but I'm not going to, you know, sit here and coach worship either. I think we as a fan base, you know, have – let's hope – I just don't want to start the whole Just Pruitt thing or Butch Gets It thing,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, what, you know how they make those stupid shirts? Like, I don't want that to happen with this coach. Can we all agree at least there?
We can agree, but, I mean, the university is going to try to make as much money as possible, so you know they're going to put something together.
That's true. But
yeah, just Just Pruitt, Butch, please. Oh. Like, we're going to have to – they'll find some dumb moniker, but –
They will. Guys, what happened with my Packers? I want to say, oh, it's the defense, but they had three interceptions in the second half, mm-hmm. and they gave Aaron Rodgers plenty of opportunities. I'm kind of laying this at the feet of Aaron Rodgers. I'm not laying it at the feet of Matt LaFleur. I'm really not laying it at the feet of the defense. Is that a wrong take?
I think kicking that field goal when he did was about the dumbest thing you could do.
That was stupid. Okay.
Well,
so stupid.
I'll play devil's advocate. Aaron Rodgers had been down at the goal line how many times? Twice, and they hadn't got a touchdown. They were trying to throw it. I mean, he almost threw a few interceptions down there.
He should have ran that one in.
Try to get points where you can.
Yeah, he should have ran that one in.
Yeah. So I mean. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I don't know if I can put this one on Rodgers, man. He was getting hammered. He got sacked 5 times.
True.
Like, he was running for his life.
Also,
they were missing their left tackle real bad.
Yeah.
Bacardi, yeah.
Also, their wide receivers.
Bacardi.
The wide receivers are getting held by the Bucs, like, all game.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, what do we think about that third down? I mean, Kevin King did hold the crap out of him.
Yeah, with both hands.
After I watched that angle.
Yeah, both hands.
That's pass interference. He should have just let him go, because that ball, if he doesn't pull his jersey, maybe that ball's too high, but maybe not. It's definitely close enough for it to be catchable. That's a penalty.
Like, Kevin
King. I don't know what to tell the guy. He grabbed the jersey, pulled it, then he reached over the other hand and pulled it like he's playing tug of war.
If Kevin King doesn't play that game, I think the Green Bay Packers win.
He had a really rough night.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean... How many times did he get burnt on third down? And then he had a touchdown on him, a couple third downs, and then that massive penalty. Killed me.
I just think right there, it's 4th and 8. You got Aaron Rodgers. I think you got to try to win it right there.
Has anybody seen analytics on that? Like,
you're gonna have to have a touchdown no matter what.
I don't know what the numbers are, but I have got to assume that the right call there was to play
for
the touchdown.
That's what I was thinking, because I think the numbers there say probably if you kick the field goal, though, based off time, having all 3 timeouts, you're just playing to win in regulation. Obviously, getting the touchdown,
right,
2-point conversion,
right.
Your odds are going to overtime or better. But I think. Again, like, I could be wrong, but
if you get the touchdown in the 2, or if you get the touchdown and miss the 2, you're still winning in regulation, mm-hmm. if you had to score again. And to win in regulation the way they played it, you have to score twice. In this scenario, you get 2 opportunities to try and tie the game. Even if you don't get the touchdown at all, you can then get the same stop you have to have the other way and try and score the 8 points again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Just knowing Matt LaFleur, I think the numbers would have – he was just listening to whatever the number said.
You think so? So mm-hmm. you think they were close, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm sure that'll come out today.
You have to say, Nate.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll come out today. I just think it's Aaron Rodgers. You're at home. Hall of Fame quarterback. He's probably going to win MVP.
These coaches need to adjust. Like you win games with the football. You never win. Yeah, I mean, you hardly ever win the game on defense.
What do we think about if Aaron Rodgers doesn't return or retires this year? Like, how do we feel about them drafting a quarterback in the first round and drafting a running back in the second round now? Because I know during the game, it was said, this is what you get for doing that. But if Aaron Rodgers leaves, how do we feel about that draft? Do we like it? Do we not like it? Or is it just to come out later? We'll see what happens.
It determines how good Jordan Love is. I mean, if he ends up being a stud, then, yeah, they made the right decision. If not, poor decision.
Yeah, I mean they've seen him for a year now. Like they should know that's really hard for us when we don't get to see him, and the limited preseason stuff hasn't helped either. To me, T-Carp, the problem with the Packers is the problem the Packers have had a lot of times with Aaron Rodgers. They just sometimes in big moments are not consistent. Their offensive line's inconsistent. The defense at certain years has been inconsistent, and even Jordan Rodgers, even though he filled up the stat sheet with yards and touchdowns, I mean, he just wasn't quite consistent, and they, and it's a one and done, and they're done.
Yep, you're exactly right. Y'all be good. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Oh. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right
New
here.
New name emerged in the rumor mill.
Uh-oh. Great. We'll tell you about it next. It's not good. Pick you up some White Claw this week. Proud sponsor of the studios here at Fan Run Radio. It's the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.
Studios. Oh, I got a name that'll make you want to chug the White Claw.
Oh, goodness.
You ready for the new Nug?
I'm ready.
Courtesy of all Nugs. Will Healy.
You're kidding.
Playing career, Air Force and Richmond. He was a quarterback, Nate. Coaching career, he was at Chattanooga as an assistant from 2009 to 2015. He was at Austin Peay from 2016 to 2018 as the head coach, and he has now spent two seasons at Charlotte. Are you ready for his record?
Yeah, I'm ready.
2016 at Austin Peay, 0-11. 2017, 1 year later, 8-4, 7-1 in the Ohio Valley Conference. 2018, 5-6. So from 0-11 to 8-4 to 5-6. Then he goes to Charlotte, Conference USA. 2019, 7-6. This past year, 2-4. 2-2 in the conference. 22-31 overall. Keep in mind, he did go 0-11 in year one at Austin Peay.
Who was he hired on his staff at Charlotte? That was like a, I think it was like a recruiting analyst.
Don't know.
Could be wrong. I don't know. Never mind.
A native of Chattanooga. All-state quarterback at Boyd Buchanan School, where he still holds the Chattanooga area career passing mark of 7,700 yards. Played for Dave Clawson and Mike London at Richmond.
Yeah, he's not doing it for me.
Yep. Will Healy.
No.
Okay.
That is not.
You know what I think that is? I think the plane's going to Charlotte. That means we're getting somebody from Charlotte, when Charlotte might just be where you meet somebody else.
Matt Rule.
Joe Brady.
Going to go ahead
specifically threw it out there.
Going to say no.
Hey, Joe. You're my guy, but go ahead and tell people you'll never come back to college.
The Anxious Boy tweets in. He's 22-31 and does post-game DJ sets. That looks like a fun time, doesn't it? Lit. Is that him with his shirt off? No, thank you. That worked for Ed Orgeron. Hardesty is his wide receivers coach, Davey, according to Vol Nation.
I thought it was somebody that was not – that's not who I was thinking of, even though that is a good pull. Somebody in the media.
Someone in the media?
Yeah, you got somebody in the media to come join his
– Are you thinking of
– Oh, it's Travis Haney.
Oh, really? Huh. Okay.
What about Haney?
I thought you were thinking of Barton Simmons and the Vanderbilt coach.
I'm pretty certain Travis got hired on at his staff.
Hmm. Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah.
I know the slogan UT would go with for Healy.
Do we want to hear it?
Getting Healy with it.
Mm-mm. Turn the mic off. That one didn't do it.
Senior advisor to the head coach.
The flea flicker was much better.
Much better. Just walked off on that one. I know it's early in the show, but when you make a good one, you just gotta ride it out. Will Healy. I don't know. Maybe he'd win the presser, but.
I'd win the presser.
Would you?
I don't think you would win the presser. Mm-hmm. You don't strike me as a guy who would win the presser.
I would definitely win the presser.
Okay.
I'd be going Steve Sarkisian up there.
Little drunk Dave. Okay.
I'd knock it out of the park.
Those guys are going to go win some bleeping games and, bleep, bleep. Like Dan Campbell, right? We're going to eat their kneecaps. How would you feel about Luke Fickell?
Not my top choice, but.
Could do worse, right?
I'd give him a shot.
Maybe, just maybe.
The only weird thing about Luke Fickell is that he was just kind of so bad at Ohio State, but I don't know. Maybe that was just because of it was an awkward time.
Maybe, just maybe, he got on the phone with Chadwell and said, tell all these other guys, they ain't getting an interview. I found my guy.
Meet me in Charlotte.
Meet me in Charlotte. Let's do the face-to-face. I mean, isn't that what John Kerr – where was Vitello when he hired him? They met in an airport, and he signed the deal. Well, no, I know that, but didn't they meet in – you're an idiot. Why do I
– Arkansas.
Yeah, you'd really win the presser. God. No, they were at some airport. He just signed the deal.
Man. I'm still stuck on this Matt LaFleur kicking the field goal. 2:08 left.
We got in trouble for talking NFL.
I don't care.
Okay.
We have talked this coach's search to death. We'll continue talking about it.
There's so much more to dive into.
I know, but I'm just saying, 2:08 left.
It was a bad call.
2:08. I don't know. In my head, I thought there was like more time than that.
Fickell's got a nice buyout. $23.8 million.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and rule out Luke Fickell.
So no Fickell. That's at Cincinnati?
Maybe he had a Tennessee clause in there. Like any job except Tennessee, it's $23 million. But if the Vols come open, I leave for free.
Like, yeah, we lost Butch to them.
Isn't that what Notre Dame did with – or what Urban Meyer did with Notre Dame? All of his buyouts were like, yep, I'll come here, buy out high, that's fine, unless Notre Dame calls.
Well – to wrap up that Packers thing, apparently, according to one analytics thing, it was 10% to go and 9.5% to kick the field goal. So,
say that again.
It was the analytics did say you should go for it there, but it was close.
So the analytics tell you to go for it, and you just happen to have one of the best quarterbacks in the game, and you decide to kick a field.
Yeah, those analytics don't take into account you having
Brady's on the other side, too.
Right. Yeah, they don't take into account you having Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. Okay.
I don't know if you
Aaron
guys
took
noticed.
Off running, they definitely would have went for it, even if he was stopped short. Because he would have, if he doesn't get the first down, or if he doesn't score the touchdown there, he's only 1 or 2 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, I don't know if you guys watched, but when Tampa had that final first down play that just completely iced it, They ran the play clock all the way down, called timeout, and Brady immediately went to his play card. And as he's walking over, you can see him telling Arians, hey, and Leftwich, hey, I think this play will run more time. And that's the one where he actually pitched it on the final play, which, A, pitching the ball, kind of risky because it's the one way you could lose it. But it also, because it turned into a toss sweep to, I think it was Godwin, it ran more time, even if he hadn't got the first down. Then once he did, of course, the game was over.
Well, the Packers... I think it was 2nd and 1 after the 2-minute warning, and they intentionally jumped off sides, which was smart.
Yeah. Like, well, and then they had the 12 players on the field. I think it was actually 13 on that one.
Yeah, I don't think that was intentional.
So, I mean, the Packers, basically, they put themselves in a situation where they're going up against one of the smartest quarterbacks in the history of the game who's going to figure out a way to get a first down, even if it's him giving Arian some input on a run play.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hand. Like, I don't know. If I'm going to lose and I'm the Packers, I'm going to have Aaron Rodgers lose throwing the football. Not because my defense can't stop a run play against Tom Brady and the Bucks. It's just stupid. It was so dumb.
That Devontae Adams drop touchdown in the second quarter, I want to say it was, when they ended up settling for the field goal mm-hmm. to make it 14-10. I knew when he dropped that, I thought it would hurt me betting purposes-wise, and it did in the long run.
Mm.
We'll come back. Final segment. Back to the coaching search.
Thank you.
Next. If your loved one's been injured in an accident, hit up the G3 team. G3helpme.com is the website. It's the law offices of G. Turner Howard III. They got you covered right here in Knoxville. Over 20 years of experience. Let's go to the G3 Help Me Hotline. It's 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in. We got Alex up next. What's up, Alex? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, guys. So, normally I listen kind of to the podcast on a tape delay.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all were talking about P.J. Fleck and, you know, some guy called in talking about how he would be a joke. And, I mean... have people been following Tennessee? We are a dumpster fire. People keep talking about Kiffin, and let me just say, I would be thrilled if he came here. But folks are acting like, you know, he won 3 Super Bowls with the Raiders. You know, he won a national championship as head coach at FAU. I mean, he's a great offensive mind, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, you know, folks keep talking about him like he's the second coming of God. And guess what? The USC job will probably be open here in a couple of years. Clay Helton isn't a surefire bet. I mean, you know, what do Tennessee fans want to think when, you know, okay, well, Lane learned his lesson by leaving Ole Miss in a year for Tennessee. What makes us think that, you know, him looking over to USC and them saying, Lane, you know, Tennessee's got all these sanctions that Jeremy Pruitt left y'all in. You know, here's a clean slate, an empty checkbook. Our boosters are sorry. You know, what stops him from going back there? You know, I mean, folks are acting
the contract.
Like he learned his lesson.
The contract.
You know?
You
put in a big buyout, okay?
No, not it could just be for USC. Like, hey, it's going to be a, you know, $5 million buyout. Unless you want to go to USC, then it's going to be $30 million. Like, we're not going to do that again. And if you do go to USC, we're going to get paid.
Yep, that is totally fair, but... You know, also, random back on P.J. Fleck, I think that he would be an awesome hire. I mean, you know, if you discount year one, you know, he's rebuilding this terrible program in the terrible, expensive, cold state of Minnesota. You know, he went 21-12 years 2 through 4, and that's including, you know, this weird coronavirus year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get that, okay, if Tennessee's firing on all cylinders, you know, he might not be the guy, but we're in a program state where we're a dumpster fire. And I think he'd be a great hire. You know, what's everybody's real reservation about him?
Most people's reservation is he reminds them too much of Butch Jones.
Yep. Yeah, that's why. Too many cliches.
Which isn't fair, Alex. I think we all agree.
No, it's not
fair.
Okay. Well, you know, I do see that. I mean, you know, if he comes in here beating his chest about being the champions of life, and it's too trash can. We're gonna row the boat into the trash cans, and we're gonna win 5-star hearts. I kind of get it, but you know, one final thing. You know, I really want to get y'all's comparison between Butch Jones and Jeremy Pruitt, because I hated Butch Jones with all my heart, but looking back between the two, I think I hate Pruitt more, because Butch Jones, at least, you know, I'm not saying it's all him, but at least his teams were entertaining. I mean, God Almighty, I'll never forget the Georgia game. I was there for the Florida game. I mean, you know, at least he was entertaining. Butch, you know, Jeremy Pruitt was just bluff.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And he left you in a complete mess.
Yeah.
I mean, Butch did too, but this is like a different kind of mess.
I feel like
Butch's mess wasn't as bad. Like, his mess wasn't bad. It was the coaching search that
that's true
was after it.
I did hate Butch Jones, though.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's fair, but I'm just saying, like, if you look at the talent rankings after Butch left going into the next year with Pruitt, we weren't having a drop-off. You weren't losing every single player on the roster like we're seeing now. And I mean, Butch Jones should have been fired. Like, no, I'm not going to sit here and argue that one bit. I mean, he was a better CEO than Jeremy Pruitt. He had his issues, but he wasn't trying to micromanage at the level Jeremy Pruitt was. I just didn't think you could do worse than Butch, and we found a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible, really. I mean, I kind of hate them both. I hate Butch Jones's arrogance, I guess, the most about him. I mean, he but I do feel like he was trying in his own way. It feels like Jeremy Pruitt never realized, he never even got the magnitude of the job. Butch understood the magnitude of the job, and it scared him to death, I think.
Yeah.
Pruitt just thought it was like he was coaching high school football in Alabama. Yeah. Like, buddy, have some reverence for your position, you know? Treat it with the respect it deserves.
Yeah.
That's what, I don't know, that's what was really, 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 really strange.
Interesting article by Dan Harrelson on Vols Wire. He interviewed Jamie Chadwell.
Really?
Pretty good stuff.
When was that? Had to be a while
ago. No, I think it was fairly recent, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, after their season, but it's not like in the last few days.
January, sorry, pop-ups, man. January 8th.
Yeah, so it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. He said, quote, this is Jamie Chadwell, "The jobs that I have taken over have been rebuilds. We had to go in there and really try to completely change the mindset and culture." This part I do find interesting. "The reason we like to run the offense that we do is you don't have to have the best lineman in the country to win games. You don't have to have the best receivers in the country to win games. Every job that I have had has been a rebuild. We had to develop and recruit talents that fit the system. Part of the reason that we like to do the offense is it gives you a chance to win games. We were probably the 8th most talented team out of 10 in our league and won the league. Part of that is because you get kids to buy into your scheme and your system, and they fit that. We can do a variety of different things. Recruiting is not hard for it. You just have to find the right guys that want to fit into what you do." Interesting.
Choo-choo!
There it is. Chadwell choo-choo, baby.
Let's get DR Vol in here. What's up, DR? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, guys. So I guess Danny Orange and Watts is war on Negaball started with Houston being the first target this weekend. Is that right?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you do? Hello?
DR?
DR, you there?
Oh, no. Oh,
was
no.
I was the first target.
Well, yeah, why exactly you? Because you're the rumor mill?
Or am I the negative guy on Twitter he was talking about? No, on social media?
Maybe that's it.
Am I that negative? He was talking about tweeting at players. I don't do that. Come on. I don't tweet at players. I would never. I don't like it. Not a fan.
Fox Sports Knoxville. Sad. DR Vol's just...
I guess his phone died. Did you mute him or something? What happened to him?
Yeah.
Very sad. No service, I guess. Keeps ringing, yeah, man. Okay,
no,
well,
there.
Here's another one. Pat McAfee.
Yes, Doc.
Says that PJ Fleck is the most electric, motivational human ever.
Ever.
You buy that? Don't we need a motivator? A builder?
Yeah.
An electric guy? I feel like with PJ Fleck, though, it's like I said earlier, it becomes the PJ Fleck show.
Yeah, it does.
It's all about what he's doing, and I don't know. I guess you get that with Lane, too, right? It'd be the Lane show.
Mm-hmm.
It'd just be a lot more entertaining on the field. What was that? I don't know Air Force signals.
I got DR.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
Let's get him real quick. DR, you're on 3 and Out.
I cut out at the worst possible minute. I want to make sure Houston knew I was joking.
Oh. is it because I'm the negative guy on Twitter or social media?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw people coming at you, and I thought, my God, Houston was the last person on 3 and Out to be out on Pruitt, for God's sake.
Nah, people believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, Davey, man, I went back and listened to VR. You got to get a hold of Russell back in the callers.
No, man, you just Good producer knows when to just let things get off the rails.
Guys, where is the James Franklin talk coming from? Because then them talking about integrity, there's no way they could roll out James Franklin.
It'd be tough. Yeah. It'd be real tough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no good.
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm against him. I think he's a good coach, but I just don't see where you could sell it, honestly. And last thing before I go, you know, I hate we're on a two-game losing streak, but the whole former comment about recruiting is good, I guess that could be said about Tennessee basketball right now while we're losing, can't it? And I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Just this team needs to get healthy. Unfortunately, it's really hard to do that right now because you're just – it's game on, game on, game on. I hate that Vescovi's got this nagging injury, and that Springer, this the minute you think you're all right on an ankle, you tweak it again.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll talk some more Tennessee basketball on the flip side. The next time you're watching basketball, I've got the perfect way for you to get in on the action for free. I'm talking about NBA InPlay. It's absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app and features all the fun of live betting. NBA InPlay turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcomes of plays and game props before they happen and claim your share of the prize pool. Best of all, new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you more ways to win. FanDuel is the exclusive home for the NBA InPlay, so the action is always available right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use and takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. We love FanDuel. You will too. It doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to because NBA InPlay is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app to start playing NBA InPlay today.